Hey girls, this is Darla Shine, miserable, depressed, lonely housewife this morning. I just put my children on the school bus. It's the first day of school here on Long Island. I'm very sad. I have Dana with me in Michigan. Hey Dana, how are you?
I'm doing about the same as you. How are you?
Was it your first day of school also?
For my youngest, my oldest started yesterday.
You know, and it's a bittersweet moment for me. I'm going to tell you why. We all are so excited. Wow, freedom. The kids are gone to school all day. But, you know, being home and being a mom, it's lonely when the kids are gone, don't you think?
I agree. I always feel mixed when the kids start school. You know, I get excited because they're going to learn new things and meet new people. But it's also sad because they're not with me.
It's sad. And you know what's sad is I can't get over that. I don't have a baby at home, and I can't get over that. I'm never going to have another baby. I don't know what I'm going to do about this fact. I'm just trying to work through it. And so what I've decided, Dana, is the girls in the Happy Housewives Club are just going to have to hear from me more often because I really have nothing else to do.
Well, and I don't think anybody will mind hearing from you more often.
So I've decided every morning I'm going to sit down, I'm going to do this podcast, and you're going to be on the podcast. We're going to have Erin, who is also a webmaster with us. She's going to be on the podcast. And we're going to have guests, mom guests all over the country, mommy experts. We have authors, doctors lined up. I've been working all summer towards this goal of, you know, really going forward with this website and making it something fabulous. So I want all of our moms out there, I want you to tell all your stay-at-home moms to become members of the Happy Housewives Club and to start listening to this podcast and start downloading it, listening to it live online, and we're going to have fun. And you know, Dana, we have the technology soon that we're going to be able to take phone calls during the podcast from our moms.
Oh, that's going to be so exciting.
That's
it really
be
is.
Fun. Yeah. Yes. And, you know, we're coming up, Dana, on the year anniversary of when Happy Housewives, the book, hardcover, came out. And in 2 weeks, the paperback comes out.
Right, right.
And not that I want to sit here and push my book, but I do because, you know.
It's your book.
The paperback is so much, you know, more affordable than the hardcover was. And it's, you know, it's just helped so many women. And it's not that I'm saying something so different. But, you know, Dana, what I've discovered over the past year, it's that so many women are thankful that I'm sticking up for stay-at-home moms and saying it's okay to do this, that this is a good job, it's a good profession.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yep.
And on the website, we have had a lot of great things happen the whole past year. I mean, we're going to have to send out a newsletter about this on the anniversary. But think about Dana. We've watched Jennifer, remember? We had her up in the beginning. She was looking to raise money for her surrogate. And now she has a surrogate, and the surrogate has twins. She's going to have twin babies.
I have goosebumps right now just thinking about that. That is just amazing. It's just a miracle. It's fabulous.
I'm so excited for her. And, you know, Megan Pant's mom, she had a baby over the year, and we're waiting for Annie's baby to be born. Who else is pregnant in the website? Faith is due any day, right? Isn't she due? Or next month?
I think it's next month that she's due.
But Annie's already having Braxton Hicks, she wrote on the website.
Yeah, I read that last night. She was in the hospital, and they gave her a shot to stop the contractions. So.
But, you know, I was thinking about it. I started with Connor and Hannah having those Braxton Hicks contractions 3 weeks before I actually gave birth. And
wow.
I went to the hospital 3 or 4 times with, you know, what I thought was severe contractions. And it's so scary when you're pregnant and you start to get these contractions because you never know what is the real contraction.
Right. Especially, I think, when it's your first child, because you just don't know.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter how many books or how many people you talk to. You're just not prepared for what's going to happen.
Right. Well, this is Annie's second child, so she kind of knows. But I'm going to tell you this. When you feel like the pain is so horrific, you better get yourself to the hospital.
Exactly.
Labor, I don't know, but for me, labor was a nightmare. I think it's just a horrible, barbaric. Don't listen, Annie and Faith. It's just like a freaking nightmare. I can't believe with all the technology we have, we can't come up with something better than this torture.
We can thank Eve for that one.
Yeah, so for me, it wasn't good, and I still, you know, I went on the trampoline the other day with the children, and I peed.
Oh, my gosh.
I peed my shorts.
Oh, no.
I had on this cute little, like, not spandex shorts, but like, you know, those workout short pants.
Yeah.
The like, little spandex thing. I had that and a little tank top on because Connor has decided he's going to be my personal trainer. And so he brings me in the backyard. He makes me run laps. And then we went on the trampoline and I'm jumping up and down, Dana. And just the urine started to pour down my leg.
Oh, you poor thing. Oh, my gosh.
This is what happens when you push out two babies, you know, and my bladder, I guess, is weaker than I realized.
Yep.
And it cannot endure heavy jumping.
They say that, though, that everything just kind of loosens up, but you should be doing your Kegel exercise.
Well, first of all, that area is not loose. That area is tighter than ever, my husband will tell you. I have it going on in that area. It's like a suction cup. However, Dana, I don't know if you know about the anatomy of a woman. One area is your vagina, and one area is your bladder. Two different areas. No, the bladder, obviously, I, you know, did something to it, pushing the kids out, and it's weaker. So I'm okay, but a really bad sneeze, my panties get wet.
Ugh.
Some days, I have to change my underwear 3 and 4 times a day.
It's, you know, so embarrassing, too.
Good thing this is an all-woman website. Speaking of which, I want to make this clear. I made this website for stay-at-home moms only. You know that, Dana.
Of course.
Every time a woman signs up for this website, the email comes to me, to my computer. So I know every person who comes into this website. And I've noticed lately there are a few women who are not stay-at-home moms, and I have not forced them to get out or blocked them. I'm letting them come in. That's big. You know, I want everyone, you know, I feel if someone wants to come in the website, they must want to be a happy housewife, right, Dana?
I would think so.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. I'm letting these women in. However, what I don't want is women coming in who are lurking around, who really aren't interested in being a happy housewife. They just want to get dirt on what's going on with the happy housewives and post it on their own websites, which I found when I Googled myself a few days ago. What do you think about that?
I'm not surprised.
A woman, I won't name names, but there's a woman who has her own blog out there who recently became a member, lurked around, went back on her website, and wrote and bragged that she was so excited that she got into the website, Happy Housewives Club, and she's not really a stay-at-home mom. I mean, does this girl have anything better to do with her life?
I was just thinking of that. I mean, why would you waste your time on that? I don't get it.
Well,
I don't get it.
You must really, deep down inside, want to be a happy housewife.
There you go.
So I'm going to take it as a huge compliment. So if this, you know, woman or any other person wants to come in and lurk around, go ahead. Maybe you'll learn something. Maybe you'll learn from us how you could be a hot mama. You could be sexy. You could have, you know, it going on in the bedroom. And I'll tell you, Dana, I can't get over some of the sex talk on this website with these girls.
I know. Isn't it amazing? I was reading the boards last night, and I'm like, holy crap, what would my husband think if he were reading this right now?
But you know, this is what I've come up with over the past year from hearing the sex lives of women all over the country, and I get a lot of personal emails also. Mm-hmm. Why is my phone ringing? I thought I shut the phone off. Anyway, let me see who this is. Hold on.
It's the lurker.
Oh, it's my girlfriend Diane from around the block. Diane, hi, I'm in the middle of a podcast. What are you doing? How are you this morning? Did you do okay putting your babies on the school bus? I'm okay. So I'm in the middle of a podcast, but you go, and we'll talk to you later. Okay, bye. That's my girlfriend, Diane, around the block. She is a member of the Happy Housewives Club.
Hi, Diane.
Yeah, I just hung up on her. But
Well, she'll hear us later.
You know, I tried to shut my phone off. I am so technologically inadequate. I can't even shut my phone off. What's so difficult? I hit the on button, and I assume that that if it's on, it can't ring. Wouldn't you think that's the case?
Well, if it's turned off, it wouldn't ring. But is it your cell phone or your house phone?
My house phone. Whatever.
I have no idea.
But anyway, Diane lives around the block, and we have parallel lives. It's so funny. We just met, like, last year, and it's like she's my soulmate in a girl. And we laugh because we have so much in common.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's wonderful, but, you know, from reading the website and from all of my experiences throughout my life, we have our friends. Like, I have my friends from elementary school and from college and high school, and, you know, you keep in touch with all these girls. But when you're an adult, right, Dana, it's hard to meet, you know, girls in your area that you can really connect with.
I am definitely right there with you because I don't know. I think as you get older, it's harder to kind of put yourself out there. And if you live in rural areas like I do, it's even harder yet.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that I'm hoping to do is in the mommy hookup page, if I could get all of the mom members, and I can't figure out what's going on because I know we have more than 20,000 members of the website, but only 700 and something women have signed up for the forum. So I'm trying to encourage more moms who are in the website to get into those forums and to get involved. And if we could get all the moms to hook up together, or at least put their names, you know, and their where they live on the mommy hookup page, that would be great because we have a lot of girls who need help. Annie's about to have a baby. Imagine if one of our moms lived right near her in Florida. Wouldn't that be nice? They could get
Oh, that would
together.
be cool. That would be so cool.
And Holly, I'm devastated over Holly. She's getting separated.
I am so sad about that. That just makes my heart sad.
Yeah, it's very sad, but if we have any other moms in Colorado that maybe, you know, Holly can become friends with and she could find another woman like her, just because we want to be happy housewives, Dana, and we want that ideal lifestyle of being happy at home and taking care of the children, it doesn't mean that we can all have that.
Right.
You know, things happen in our lives. We have death and we have divorce and we have, you know, war and plague and famine and all these horrible things. But like I said to Holly, you know, the bottom line is this isn't the end of her life. This isn't the end of the world. You
Right.
know, divorce is not going to end you. And she only has one child. She can move on from here. And she posted this on the website, so it's not as though it's a big secret. But if we can all help each other through these crises, I mean, that's what this website's about.
I agree. I agree. I think it's so moving to see the support that that the women are getting, and we've never met. You know, most of the women have not met each other, and yet we're all rallying and surrounding her with our support and whatever. You know, we're
Yeah,
just here to do whatever we can.
so that's fun. And so anyway, what I'm starting today, now that the kids, it's the first day of school, so it's the kick off Darla's ass routine. So what that means is I have got to get, you know, my bum in shape. So now that the kids are in school, ladies, I want us all together to get back to the gym or to get back walking or to get your Pilates tapes out. And to start eating healthy. Let's more greens every day. I read this yesterday in the magazine. Every day you have to have greens and fruits. Okay, you have to have a big salad every day, and you have to have an apple every day, and some kind of citrus. Okay, a grapefruit, an orange. Dana, are you going to do that today?
No.
Yes, you are. Cancer is a disease of malnutrition. This is what I read yesterday. You have got to eat greens and fruits every single day. So I want you ladies to incorporate this into your diet. I want everyone to visit Dr. Furman's website, diseaseproof.com. Every day on this podcast, we're going to talk about this. I'm going to keep the podcast at 15 minutes. I think that's a good time, don't you?
Yeah, I think it is.
You
I
know,
think it's
when I was on the national radio show for a whole, you know, for a while, I did that for a couple of years. We had these commercial breaks, and one day I dissected through to see how much time we actually were on the air after all the commercial breaks, and it was only 15 minutes. So here we're not going to take any advertisements. I'm not taking any commercial breaks. I'm not going to fill up time with personal, you know, PSAs or any of these other tape crap because, I mean, when you listen to radio shows, do you want to hear all that? Right. And my husband says to me the other day, Dana, he goes, "How come everything you do doesn't make money?" He says, "You are the only person I know who will not take advertisements on her website." He's like, "Why won't you do this?" Now, maybe I'm crazy, and I could take money. You know, I could get Toys R Us and all this regular annoying crap on the website, but who the hell wants to look at that anymore? I'm sick of it. Everywhere you go, you see the same advertisements. I am sticking with stay-at-home moms who have made their businesses at home. That's the only people we're going to put up on the website. That may be some doctors who I feel have vital information, or some lawyers like this one. That one lawyer, who was that guy? Rights for America. That law firm that I found is out there fighting to protect women, to make sure women are protected from plastic surgeons. So I think that's worthy.
Yes.
So anything I think is really going to help women, we're going to put up here on this podcast and on the website. And Dana, we're running out of time. What are you going to do today?
I am still trying to get my house back in order from being gone for 2 weeks. So
right.
That's my goal today.
All right, I am off to buy Connor shorts because all the shorts I bought him were too big, and this morning he had to wear old shorts to school. He was devastated. Have a great day, girls. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, Dana.
Bye.